BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
Tiger fans, welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You don't want to miss a single upcoming episode. Trust me, we got some stuff in the works. So lock in. You can find us everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, wherever you get your podcast. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I Love Jackson State University. All right, man, back with another student athlete interview. Local product. He's from the Jack, so he'll be playing in front of friends and family, and he can't wait. None other than Kazarius Bowie. Welcome to Tiger Talk.
That's a bit. Thank you so much for having me on, man. What's up, Tiger family?
Man, we've been waiting, man. Been waiting for you to come on the show, man. What took you so long?
You've been waiting. I've been waiting. You know, you had all my great teammates on here. You know, I was watching them and I told them, I was like, man, you know, y'all look good on there, but I look good on there too. So, you know, I'm just happy it's my turn, you know.
No doubt, man. We happy to be able to make this happen, man. So congratulations, man. Jackson State Tiger, hometown kid. What is it like, man? What, I know you haven't played a game yet, but just to be in that uniform for your hometown school, man, what has life been like since you committed and signed?
Man, you know, it's insane. You know, if you ever go to our practices, our workouts, anything, you know, TC, Coach O, all our coaches are always talking about swag hours, you know, got to get you some swag hours. You know, it's like I'm patiently waiting on it, but I can't wait for August 29th to get here. But, you know, even before, you know, receiving an offer, like, you know, just a scholarship to play at Jackson State, I was plotting on it. Like, you can ask anybody around me, my coaches, my teammates, my girlfriend, you know, anybody in my family, I was just like, man, if Jackson State offer me, it's up.
Wow.
You know, we be like, if Jackson State offer me, it's over with. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be able to put that jersey on. I'm going to be able to play in the vet. Like, I done said it before, and I tell my teammates, like, it's certain memories in the vet that you just, as a child, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for the longest, I thought the vet was the biggest stadium in the world, you know?
Wow.
Real deal, real spill from just, you know, going to games and then just the battle of the bands. I remember just being so excited when they used to give out free tickets to everybody at school. Everybody knew where they was going to be at. Everybody. It was insane. And just sitting, you know, watching the J sets and everybody, you know, scroll through as a kid, sitting down with Wild. And to be able to experience that full force. Like, even, like, my teammates will tell you, in the spring game, I was blown away.
Okay, by what?
The Sonic Boom is just a different type of thing when they actually, you know, when you're actually on the field and it's directed towards, you know, sitting beside, you know, I always say, don't sit beside the boom. You're going to come, you're going to go home. Mm-hmm. They loud. But on the field, man, I'm looking at Coach Quinn, and I can't hear nothing he's saying. Mm-hmm. I know everything he said, but I can't hear nothing. Mm-hmm. Blown away. To experience that, especially with our home crowd, man, it'd be amazing.
Wow, man. You got me pumped up over here.
It's a real juice. It's a real juice for anybody coming to play in the event. It's real juice. And then just to be able to, like, Coach James will tell you, when you can look up in them stands and you see mama right there. Mm-hmm. And I know my mama can be at every game. She ain't got to, you know, drive too far, anything, drive super duper long. It's a real thing. Something that only Jackson State could ever do for
me. That's awesome, man. That's so awesome. And speaking of moms, does she go to Jackson State? Did dad go to Jackson State?
Pops, he about to go in the fall again. And then my mama, she went to Jackson State. She always make the joke, she went, but she didn't finish. But, you know, she still went.
Gotcha. So you've been experiencing this your whole life, obviously just being from Jackson. So you grew up around not far from the school, and I went to a lot of games, Battle of the Band, stuff like that.
Most definitely. Like, you know, anybody in the city know that when Jackson State is playing, it don't matter who we playing, the whole city shut down, you know. ain't nobody gonna be at work, and you can't go downtown. traffic toe up. It'd be like that because it's that serious. Right.
That's what's up. So talk about growing up, man. Football. How did you develop your love with the game? When did you start playing stuff like that?
So it's really wild. I originally started playing football. I was forced to. So my mom, she had and it's, we're all in the same area. Like I'm staying in the house that I stay in right now. It's like down the street from where I used to live when I was younger. So I've always been in this South Jackson area. So, you know, it was like started off playing for the South Jackson 49ers, practicing up there at Wingfield. And I remember I used to hate it. Like, man, I used to hate it. I was super duper small. All the other kids got PT. I didn't get no PT. I used to sit on the sidelines and play story. I mean, just tell stories and stuff like that. I was just, you know, bored with the game. But my brother was playing. You know what I'm saying? My mom's boyfriend at the time had two sons who were playing, so you know we had to be outside. And so it wasn't until my second go around coming back to football once I got to middle school that I really I had a growth spurt. I was bigger than a lot of other kids, and they was like, "Man, you got a knack for playing D line." I remember playing for the Mississippi Bulldogs, practicing right down the street at Battlefield Park, going crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then just elevating my game from there. You know, creating a travel team. We were called the Capital City All Stars then. Traveling down to New Iberia, Louisiana, and just competing.
Okay.
And it's just like, that's really the part that I fell in love with more than anything, competing. And that's something my teammates can attest to. I'm going to go hard every day with everything that we do. Whether it's in the weight room, on field, I'm trying to compete, and I want to win.
You said you were small. I'm finding that hard to believe. At what point in your life were you small? I mean, did you have a growth spurt or something? You're a big man. Come on now.
I kind of did. It was like one of those things. I really have to thank God for it, you know, in a sense. But like I was in elementary school, and my unfortunately my grandma had passed away. So at that time it was like 2014, and I started staying in the house, stopped going outside, so I gained some weight. And so then once I gained some weight, it's like I was growing too. So then I went out there to play for the Mississippi Bulldogs, and I met Coach Mike, and I was the same height as him, as like a sixth grader. And he was like, "Oh yeah, you have to play for us. You have to." Mm-hmm. My mama, she forced me to go out there because at that time I was like really a shut in type kid. So you know what I'm saying?
Mom knew the best.
Guys, real deal, real spiel. Crystal Buckner don't play.
I mean, she forced you to play the game. It seems like you've fallen in love with it, and then it affords you an opportunity to go to college and not have to pay for it. So from there, you go on the JUCO. So talk about your time down. Yeah, no doubt. She didn't. Like I said, mom knows the best. But talk about that JUCO life down there in Mississippi Gulf Coast. We talk about SWAC hours, but tell us about them JUCO hours. I heard that's hard knock life. So talk about
JUCO. The JUCO was it was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was hard. You know, it was my coach, my coach Rip, Ryan Rip Lindsay. He told me before I went down to Gulf Coast, because I had like a couple offers around the state as far as like community colleges go. And he was just like, you know, a lot of guys can't go down there and ball because of how competitive it is and then the standard that's been set there. And he was like, you know, but you, because of your competitive nature and then the program that you've been in and work, how hard you work, you can go down there and do something. And, you know, from a young age, I was always thinking, I don't want to go anywhere where I believe it's going to be easy for me. You know, people say all types of stuff. And I had coaches even during my recruitment out of JUCO that were saying, oh, the SWAC ain't got this. Don't nobody take the SWAC serious, blase, blase. I'm not worried about none of that. I've seen the athletes that come out of the SWAC. I've seen the athletes in the SWAC. I want to compete against those guys because I know those guys are great competitors. And that's why, like, you know, even Jeremiah Williams, he'll tell you every day. Him, Size Martin, True Thompson, they'll tell you we compete every day. Real deal, because we got some ballers. And I'm glad that I saw that, you know. But yeah, JUCO was just, it was tough, and it taught me a lot of things. And I'm glad that JUCO worked out for me.
I know just in the Mississippi JUCO system in general, some of the top programs in the country. So talk about that slate of games, man, that schedule. I know every week, every Thursday, you guys are going up against some top opponents.
Most definitely. It's just like, you know, especially at Mississippi Gulf Coast, we were always looking at the rankings. You know, we're playing guys from down the road, but we're looking, I mean, inside the state and down the road. But, you know, we're always looking at the national ranking because we know we're trying to win a natty. There's not one year where we're not trying to go for a national championship. And I feel like that really converted well over to Jackson State because it is the Jackson State University. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's respected. It's something that's upheld. It is really something that has a great history and a great future in front of you. You know what I'm saying? It's not a place where you go and people expect you to lose. You know what I'm saying? It's really something where it's like, okay, we're looking at this from the big picture always.
Yeah. So you talked about, you know, always talking about if I get that Jackson State offer, when I get that Jackson State offer. So some point it actually came true. You got that offer. So take us through the moment. Like, was it a phone call, a text message? How did you find out? What was the reaction and what was that like for you?
So that was really it was really different. I was so really in JUCO, and many JUCO athletes can attest to this, but you know, you're constantly looking at Twitter, you're constantly looking at your phone, because you know that's the way you communicate with coaches. And so I remember coach Jonathan Bradley, he hit me up on Twitter. I had been following him, he had followed me, and he was like, yeah, you know, come to the Alcorn game. I'm just like, coach, it's the Alcorn game. I'm gonna be there regardless. I'm not, you feel
okay. You gonna be there anyway.
Definitely. It's like it's almost like a holiday. Really, righteously, it's almost like, you know, it's something is going on in Jackson when we play Alcorn. That's just a fact. You feel me? In my mind, it's like the biggest rivalry, real deal, real spill for the school. So you know, we move forward from there, and it was just like it was that day. That day was just so wild because, you know, I left the house kind of. Everybody has their game, like what they do on game day. For a Jackson State game, I usually always come off the interstate, you know, by the hospital and park over there by Murrow. Cause you know, that's like the shortest walk that you might get if you're not there super duper early. Yeah. And so, you know, we go forward from there. I try to get that park, but no, it was horrible. Like I tried
not that day. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I had to go through downtown and I ended up getting there late. And so, you know, they hopped on the field then. So, you know, I wasn't able to talk to coaches after the game. And then, you know what I'm saying? We know how the outcome of that game happened. And then Coach Bradley called me the next day. I was headed to church. And he was like, yeah, you know, I just want to call you and say, you know what I'm saying, that we're offering you here to be at Jackson State. And I was like, man, coach, that's insane. Because, like, a lot of stuff goes into this. It's a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes, for real. You know, I was working at Jackson State, actually, in the summers, really? Like, while I was off from JUCO. Oh, yeah, working with Janet King, you know, waxing floors and such. You know what I'm saying? Working at the school. And then I'd even be sneaking on the practice field. And I told Coach TC this. He told me I shouldn't be telling nobody. You know, I really wanted it that bad, you know, working out with Tyus, working out with DD, working out with guys, you know what I'm saying, before I was even there, not knowing that that's where I would end up, you know what I'm saying? That genuinely was just, it came full circle in a sense. And he really, and calling me before church, that was a thing to me too. I really liked that.
Who was with you? Who was in the car with you when you got that call?
Oh, it was just me, actually. That's the crazy thing. I was just like, it was by myself. I was going to pick up my girlfriend, and you know, because we go to church together out north and everything. But man, that was a huge thing. I remember, like, after every offer I got, I always made sure to pray and everything, praise to God. But like, that one was just, it seemed a little bit more special than others, for real. Yeah. You can kind of see it on my Twitter when I posted it. Blessed to receive an offer from the Jackson State University, because you got to put that emphasis on there.
Yeah. Wow. So how did your parents, your family, but specifically your parents react? And then even your friends and family, because again, they get to come to you play every Saturday, at least on the home game.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's like I said, I had been plotting on it. So they already knew, in a sense, like what was going to be happening going forward. I was just like, man, if I get this offer, I'm staying home. I'm keeping these trainers. I'm gonna be working hard every single day. I'm gonna just do everything that I know I'm supposed to do and utilize all the resources that I'm supposed to be using. Like Jackson State just comes with so many, you know what I'm saying, advantages that no other school could give me. And so it just made sense.
So talk about your visit. I know you grew up, like we said, around the campus and went to all the games and stuff like that. But, and it probably didn't even take a visit for you to commit. You, it sounds like that's where you wanted to go anyway. But talk about the visit anyway, what you saw in the visit, what stood out and what you liked about it.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I've been to so many places around, you know, because I live here, but it's just, it's different when you being, you know, when you in a sprinter van, you know what I'm saying?
I want to get in the event. Coach TC, can I just roll with y'all one time? I see y'all, I'm in some of the same places. Then y'all roll off in that van, man. I want to be on the inside, but go ahead.
Most definitely. That was really, really nice. And then just to be able to say, you know, other guys are like, man, this place is good. Blase. I was like, oh yeah, this is the spot right here. You got to remember it when you commit, because I'm like, I'm already committed. You know what I'm saying? I'm for sure locked in. So it was just like from there, just to see the other side of, you know, how professional it can be from a D1 college perspective, rather than just being like a regular day, and how they can up the level of it. You know what I'm saying? That was wild.
Yeah. So you mentioned four coaches so far, of course, TC, but you mentioned our Coach Bradley. I've heard you mention Coach James. And I heard you mention Coach Quinn. So let's talk about those three guys. Obviously, we'll talk about TC, but starting with Coach Bradley, because he was the defensive coordinator and the D-line coach when you visited and when you committed. Then obviously Coach Quinn was on the staff, but he was elevated to DC. And then here comes Coach James with all that energy, man.
Oh yeah, that man brings the juice every day. Every day. It's really, you can tell when somebody is really just, you know, led or imbued by God. And I really just believe, you know, when he says D-line ministry, that's not front or anything like that. He brings that every single day. We start every meeting with a prayer. We're going to end every practice with a prayer. And it's just like everything's connected, genuinely.
Mm-hmm. And then Coach Quinn as well, moving into that DC role. How's the relationship evolved since you've gotten there? And he took on that role.
Oh, me and Coach Quinn talked like a couple times. You know, it's just like he's a guy that you can talk to him about anything. Mm-hmm. His door is always open. He means that, and he is going to be upfront and very truthful and genuine with you. So, you know, a lot of my talks with him have been short because I've like, Coach, I got a problem. He's like, here's the solution. You know what I'm saying? That's and like then that. On the football field, he is really he knows football. He's really increased my football knowledge in ways that I didn't know. You know, playing the game, it's more like I've heard names of plays and formations and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes you get into the format of just see ball, hit ball. And there have been coaches who've preached that, and it's worked, you know what I'm saying? But he breaks it down on really like a molecular level, really. Mm-hmm. It just increased how we play as a football team.
Wow. All right, so, of course, you accept the offer. You get enrolled. Fortunately, there for the spring. So talk about that spring. Talk about everything you've experienced so far since you've been on campus.
Extremely. I was extremely excited to get on campus. You know, we had a little hiccup in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, with the water and everything. But yeah. I'm from here, used to it. It just be what it be. You know, I was at home feeling just ready to get there, you know what I'm saying. So once finally getting on campus, just seeing campus life and just seeing it from a different perspective, you know, actually with all the students there, was really amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like being in a It's nothing like being back in a majority black classroom. You know what I'm saying? The first lesson, I promise you, the first lesson that I learned at Jackson State day one was that I was not ambitious enough.
Wow. Okay.
Seeing a lot of other, you know what I'm saying, young people my age who were getting internships and, you know what I'm saying, being set up in the college they were in and just having their own businesses. Because, you know, I am a finance major and being in college, a lot of people who are just young entrepreneurs. And it pushed me more, even on the football field, you know, seeing Didi, seeing Jeremiah Williams and seeing guys like Isaias and, you know, just seeing great athletes. It's just like, okay, I know I'm on my way there. And, you know, you either grow or dying, and I choose to grow every day.
And that's awesome that you noticed that and point that out. I mean, self-evaluation, that's a lot of times that's tough when, you know, for people to do, but then at a young age for you to see that and to make that a priority. So you mentioned your major. What is it that you want to do with your outside of football? Obviously, the goal, I'm sure, is to get to the NFL. But even if you do make it to the NFL, that's only for so many years. So where do you see yourself? What would you like to do with your life?
I genuinely want to be a financial advisor. Growing up, I've seen, especially in the city of Jackson, I've seen so many people who have had money. You know, I've seen so many people that have flaunted their lifestyle that said they've had money. But most of the time, those people go broke, you know. Or it's like, why are you a person who has this quote unquote amount of money that you say you have, but you thugging in the hood like me, you know what I'm saying? Like you're slumming it like me. So it's just like, you know, taking finance classes and, you know what I'm saying, being with Mr. Day really just taught me, you know, a person only has money if they can show it in their financial statements. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that I could really help our community with a lot of people to really just leverage their money in a better way to help us to help certain parts of the city, you know what I'm saying, get out of poverty, because there are a lot of good parts and very rich parts of Jackson. And, you know, a lot of people don't, it's not broadcasted a lot.
Yeah, it's not.
To be able to close that wealth gap and just brought and showcase the rich part of Jackson, plus the people that are really coming up, you know what I'm saying, coming out of poverty, coming to middle class, would be really, really great.
Mm-hmm. Dope, man. That's dope. So, you know, I talked about that self-evaluation on your part, but let's talk about it on the football field. Let's start with the strengths. What do you hang your hat on? So NFL draft day, you get drafted. They usually have the strengths and weaknesses up there. So based on where you are today, what are they going to say are your strengths and what will be that weakness that hopefully you will have corrected by then? But as of right now, what's that thing you need to work on?
I say my biggest strength is my strength. You know, I'm bidding the house on my legs. Everything on my legs, my back, my arms. I'm going to be explosive at all times. And I'm going to know what the offense is trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Looking at formations, looking at personnel, really understanding the game of football in a lot of senses. One of my weaknesses, I would say, is just the motor. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just moving, just keeping up the intensity. But I can say one thing. I always finish better than I started, genuinely. Mm-hmm. You're not going to play the same number 95 in the fourth quarter that you played in the first quarter. So I'm really excited about that. And just, you know, I'm glad that I can fix that.
Yeah. No, it's great that you're willing to point that out and accept that and just take it on and want to work on it. Because, again, that's one of the hardest things to evaluate yourself and, you know, self-critique. So that's awesome. But when you talk about that strength being your strength, I think all the fans know that. We saw it on social media, man. So talk about it. I see the hair, man. I see the hair. Talk about this James Brown thing, man. I mean, I just let you take the floor, man.
Man, I just want to start off saying shout out to Coach Beef and then just, you know, Austin, our media man, and our great media team. You know, it was like at first they sit in the group chat and everybody was like, oh, boo, they getting on you. They getting on you. I'm just like, man, I can't help it. And it's really funny because this is the first time I've taken my hair down. The whole spring, mm-hmm. you know, braids. My girlfriend does my hair. Mm-hmm. I'm always getting my hair done. And I was just like, man, I'm just going to let it breathe. I'm going to let it breathe a little bit over the summer. So mm-hmm. this is the first time seeing me. And it was like Saturday. They were like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? I was like, boy, you got a perm. Boy, you got a Jerry curl. I was like, no, man, I ain't got no Jerry curl. They, you know, they saying all types of stuff. It was hilarious. And then, you know, I told them, and I said in the comments, like, man, you got to at least show the weight. You know what I'm okay. saying? I ain't over here. Like, you know, if I walk you through the scenario, it's just going to be like, I had 455 on my back. And, you know, we're going mm-hmm. 5 sets of 5. So 455 is not a really heavy weight for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, they, you know, me and Jeremiah Williams, we're going crazy in the weight room. Mm-hmm. Get prepared to win some games. And so, you know, I'm squatting, and then, you know, when you squat and you're really explosive, it jumps off your back. So then mm-hmm. it jumped, it came back down. yeah, that's when he took the picture. Now, I would argue that was my Bruce Leroy glow, you know.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah. You should know about that. That's 1985.
Oh, yeah.
So did you know he was going to post that with the James Brown picture? Did they say that in the group chat?
Or oh, yeah.
Did you see it like everybody else saw?
I saw it in the group chat, and I was like, he's like, I'm going to post it. I was like, go ahead.
Oh, so he didn't tell you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Man, that was hilarious, man. Good stuff, man. It seems like y'all are getting it done in the weight room, man. Talk about Coach Beef and that strength and conditioning program.
Oh, one thing I love about Coach Beef, you know, and I kind of had the same thing going on in JUCO as a coach did. You know, I thought after you prove to them that you have great technique and good strength, you know what I'm saying, that you are an extremely safe lifter, they let you go crazy. And by go crazy, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll at the beginning of the workout, I'll see what we have to do. And I'll say, okay, we're going to finish off with 500. We're going to finish off with 550. We're going to finish off, you know, trying to get up to 600 and then further. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to push boundaries like that and then move that type of weight fast mm-hmm. in order to get stronger and faster and more explosive. And the more explosive you are, man, we're gonna be tearing some people up, and I promise you that. But it's the work got to happen first.
Take us inside that weight room. You're using some terminology there, so talk to the casual fans when you say a safe lift, because fans just see you lifting weights and they say, okay, well, he's lifting weights. So what do you mean a safe lifter?
So, you know, me personally, I'm a heavy squatter, and so with being a heavy squatter, you know, a lot of older people, you know, they might have bad backs. My pops being one of them. My father's being one of having a bad back, not being able to do a lot of things that he used to be able to do. You know, you have to find a weight that's good for you. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, nothing we do in football or in sports period is going to be slow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're not power lifters. I don't have 30 minutes to go squat one time. You know what I'm saying? So I have to really be able to move weight fast with good technique, head up, chest up, tight back, tight core, tight traps. You know what I'm saying? Just moving fast. And so, like, that's how we lift, and that's how we're going to play.
You keep talking about this defense. It's like you're dying to tell us. You're dying to brag on it. So let's hear it, man. What can we expect from this defense? Because we used to, you know, it's called in the past, it's been called the dark side defense. Last year, we took a slight step back, but we're looking to get right back to where we've been in years past. So what can we expect from this defense?
I kind of want to take a page out of my D-line coach James book. And, you know, he just always be like, you know, I play D-line. I can tell we're going to stop the run. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that. And I'm betting the house on our secondary. I trust them because I know we're going to get to the quarterback and they're going to cover genuinely. And our linebackers, they're going to fire off downhill. Like, man, I love them boys. I can't wait to see us actually play against somebody else besides ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, in JUCO, they used to always say, you know, It's like you got to hold somebody back. You got to hold them back. You got to hold them back until, you know, now we say Thursdays, but now, you know, Saturdays. Mm, Saturday on Saturdays is, or even when we play a game.
One Thursday night.
You know, one Thursday.
Game one.
I mean, August 29th, man. Yeah. Ooh,
ESPN Plus.
Boy, I can't wait.
Not far from the crib, so you probably have some family members traveling over to that one too.
Oh, what? The whole family pulling up in the van.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so you say you love these guys. So this Tiger Talk, we're going to put you on the spot. I know you love them all, but I want to hear some names. And I know you can't name everybody, so we're going to apologize to the teammates who are watching now. When he doesn't say your name, I'm only going to let him pick one. It's me saying you got to pick one name. So he love all y'all, but we just going to get down to it. So
I got to pick one name. It's insane.
So we're plugging up that middle, man. It's 4th and 1, man. We need a stop. We got you in that middle, and you got to pick one guy to come get that stop.
Oh, bet if we in the middle, it's no discussion. Jeremiah wins. Me and Jeremiah wins. 99. I mean, yeah,
that's it.
Can't even say 99 no more. But that me and that boy gonna be in the middle, man. Tearing it up, genuine.
Wait a minute, what you mean you can't say 99 no more?
I can't speak on that. You might.
Okay. Some breaking news. He almost broke some news. Okay. He almost broke some news. I wanted to see if I could get you in trouble, but you smart, man. You on it. You got me. You got me. It's all good. Okay. So we need a sack, man. It's third down and it's third and long. You need that stop, and you need somebody coming out that edge. Who can you count on to get that sack? That game clinching sack.
Picking one is insane.
This Tiger Talk. That's how we do it.
Insane.
This is how we do it.
Picking one guy. I'm gonna go with number.
What are you betting on? Not that you're picking someone, but you had a bet on somebody. You put I'm my money. This guy's getting the sack.
Athan Smith.
Athan
gonna hit him. And he's gonna get up after he sacked the quarterback with no celebration at all. That guy right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No doubt. Man,
hilarious.
Okay, so that rare occasion where that running back gets past that first line of defense, and we need a linebacker to step up and make the tackle. Who's that linebacker where you don't even have to turn around? You know, oh, he got me. He got my back.
Reed gonna come down to Reed gonna come down and smack some. Him, I like Ashton. Man, sometimes it's like the play don't even develop for real. Matter of fact, JJ.
Okay.
JJ.
Yeah.
JJ.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's three names. Hold on. Time out. You cheating.
No. I'm picking JJ. Okay. It's been times like they all have done it, but man, the most I think, you know what I'm saying, doing it back to back, it had to be JJ might hit the running back before you even know the running back right there.
Yeah, that's speed, man. He's getting there.
That's okay. Real speed. That boy, he fast.
Okay. All right. So let's see. I need somebody in the second. Give me somebody in the secondary where you're saying, you know what? I hope they throw it to his side because you know that's a pick.
Man.
Tiger Talk. So you agree to come on here?
It's so many people I can pick. Put me on the spot like this is insane.
Give me two then.
Okay.
This is the secondary. Come on each side.
I'm going 5 and 6. K5 in the Sayers. Real deal, real deal.
You can't say K5 anymore. See, I be knowing too now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Most definitely.
Okay, it's no more K5, but he's still with us. Don't get me wrong. Now you didn't hit the portal. And if you wait a minute.
Ain't nobody left for real.
Yeah, nobody left. Okay. All right, so I know you're confident. I know you can break through against any lineman and get that tackle, get that sack. But who's that guy? Where I definitely I'm not gonna say you're afraid or don't want to go up against, but the one where you know when you lined up against him, you got to bring it. You're like, okay, I'm lined up against this man.
But I say my favorite O lineman is Kirk, because man right there is he hilarious. But he's a hard worker. You know, he's a guy. You know, it's weird, and I feel like we don't have this problem with our offensive linemen. But a lot of offensive linemen aren't confident. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They really are more – they don't think they're going to win. They think they're going to lose slowly, you know? And, you know, as a defensive lineman, you're always taught to dominate. You're not taught anything else. So Kirk is a guy who really just has a mindset of, like, I'm going to go against you, and I know I'm going to win. You feel me? And that's why battles with him are just like, okay, that's a bit – I got a joke on my hands that I'm really finna fight with. And – that makes me happy because, you know, when you have an offensive lineman like that and just we have a great offensive line, don't even get me started. You know what I'm saying? With Evan, Isaiah, you know what I'm saying? You got
it's a lot of them.
Guys that's, yeah. That they also are really confident. But, man, Kirk stands out to a certain extent. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I know when we're just having fun saying pick one guy. I know you can really, really pick a bunch of guys. So,
We got some guys.
Yeah. Last one. Give me that weight room warrior because I know you're a weight room guy. So, that guy who you know he's bringing it. He's going to be in there when you Ty leave, Mon when Wills. You get there.
Ty Mon Wills. Me and him came in together. Both came out of JUCO. You know, he came from Kahoma. And yep. I came from Mississippi Gulf Coast. And like, we just throw crazy numbers at each other. We're both safe lifters. We're both heavy lifters. We're going to go in there and say, man, today we're going to do this. Like, man, one of our last workouts, what we got out for summer, we had to do 11 sets of 10 on squat. So we did 110 squats in all. And so I was like, as soon as he said it, I was like, yeah, we're going to finish off with like 405. And that's crazy because, you know, you got to think about it. There are some guys who aren't going that's heavy. You know what I'm saying? Your legs are dead. You've already done 90 squats before that. And Tyman was like, bet. I don't have to ask no questions. He don't ask no questions. It's always, bet, we about to do it, no matter what it is. And you'll see, it's like, we lift heavy on every lift perfectly safely, you know what I'm saying? Because we know that we want to be stronger. We're hungry.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tyman. We had him on the show. Actually, when he signed, we did his signing live here on Tiger Talk. So, man, good old country boy, man. So he got that good Mississippi country strength.
He's from the Delta for real.
Yeah. No doubt. And so what's your height and weight? Where you at now? And what's the ideal playing weight also?
6'1", 290. And I want to be I'll probably finish at like 295, 300.
Okay.
You know, I'm moving fairly good, but you're just always improving. I'm fairly strong. Always improving, you know what I'm saying? Always out with the fat and with the muscle and keep on moving towards that goal. A guy who's really good, like really great at that, is True Thompson. Like, okay. You see True, that man is cut up. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you don't even want to bump into his shoulders. Like, it's like running into your grandma brick wall. Mm-hmm. Real spill.
Yeah, man, I know. Well, I'm assuming you just met True when you got here, but if you go back and look, I don't know if you've already seen it, but go back and look at pictures of him from a couple years ago, just how his body has transformed.
Oh, yeah, man. Trust me, he'll tell you about it. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you about it, and you can see it, like the extent that he goes to, you know what I'm saying? It's inspiring, genuinely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, man. Look, man, we happy to have you. I know this is going to get the fans really pumped up and ready to see you play. Obviously, we're bringing the whole Jack to the Vet. Already bringing the Jack to the Vet, but not even at higher numbers. But how long do we have you for, man? How many years? What's that eligibility?
Oh, I have 2 years of eligibility. Okay. I might be petitioning for a third one. You know, I've never redshirted, but we're going to see. As long as Jackson State will have me, as long as I will be here, and even after that, because I promise you, it's more than just ball.
Yeah, this is a lifetime thing, man. We say the I love. It's not just, you know, you go to school here, man. We come back, right? Homecoming, and it's a way of life. It's not just 4 years of college. It's a family. You gain family for the rest of your life. You'll see that. You'll see that if you're not already. I mean, you've experienced it just growing up in Jackson already. So you know how we rock, how Jackson State fan base gets down and alumni and things like that. So absolutely, man. 2 years, and if you can get another one, we'll be happy to have you. Message to the fans, bro. I know they've been showing you love on social media. So talk about that, like when you committed and things like that, the love that they show you even around town. And then what do you want to say to them now that you have this platform?
Man, Tiger family, I love the support that y'all have already been giving me. And I can't wait to see as much more as y'all can give me. Y'all got me for the long run. And I'm just so, so, so excited to be here, man. It just really means the world to me to be at home and be able to show out in front of y'all. It's a lot of things coming. I promise. Like I said, it's more than just football. I really plan on, you know what I'm saying, investing in our city in a lot of ways. I just can't wait to see y'all, you know, really participate in the things that I have planned.
All right. Awesome, man. What's that social media? And what's the 95 South? Tell us about that. What's that?
Oh, yeah. So actually, Juice gave me the name because, you know, we both had the same number. And he was just like, you know, not from 95 to 95 South. So shout out to him and thank him so much, you know what I'm saying, for giving me the name. And that's just really where it came from. You know, they got 85 South Show, and, you know, now we got 95 South. Oh, yeah.
All right. Big Reynolds. All right. And then what's that social media?
My Instagram is just, I'm sorry. I got to check it just to make sure.
You changed it?
I did. It was originally WPG because, like I said, I played travel ball. You know, I'm a Mississippi Wolfpack alumnus. You know, that's a big part of the reason why I play football, the way I play football.
I got you.
I play with such intensity. So, you know, it's just Bowie.601.
Okay. And then what about X, Twitter?
My Twitter actually is still WPG Bowie.
All right. Hey, man, good stuff, man. We got to have you back on the show, man. I love the energy. I know the fans are going to fall in love with this one, fall in love with you. So, man, I know you're getting to work, but anytime you want to jump on, let me know, man. We'd be happy to have you come back on, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit. Anytime you got to open it or anything, just let me know. I promise I'll be here.
All right, man. Put in that work this summer. Let's go get it done, man. We got some rings to go get.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
All right. All right, bro. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.